Okay, ready? Wind down.
Wind down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
That was so weird. Like, that was weird.
I am dying right now. There's so much going on because so Sarah.
Hi.
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 Guest host today.
Oh my God. It's like a girl's day.
I'm so pumped. Michael is not here. We will explain later, but I just have to first talk about the fact that Access Live, just like while we started recording this, was playing about like hiring the hot nanny.
That is, you were everywhere.
Well, it's funny because so we talked about, like, you know, obviously the nanny quit and we were hiring a new nanny. And it's funny, some of the comments that I got were like, she's so insecure. And I said, to me, it's like, Jana Kramer's so insecure. And I want to be like, it's not about being insecure. Again, I think whether my husband's cheated or not, I still think it's from, like, how do I say this?
Let's look at it from a history point of view.
Thank you.
Jude Law cheated with the nanny.
Ben Affleck
ended up with the nanny.
So Gavin Rosdell cheated on the, you know.
It's not the craziest thing ever.
Exactly. And it's, again, it's what kind of Mark said is like, you're putting meat in the lion's den.
I think so, you're human. Who wants like a super hot chick around all the time?
And like playing mommy.
And it's not that I'm insecure about it at all. But it's funny, they showed that clip from Sex and the City when, you know, Charlotte got that new nanny and she's like bouncing with no bra, her boobs like up and down. I'm like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, I have my insecure moments. I won't say that I'm not insecure because I definitely have those moments. But, you know, I just think it's not smart to have.
Not necessary. Just happens so much too. It's sort of the ultimate cliche.
Yeah.
He left her for the nanny.
But you're around this person 24/7, which is kind of the point where people, when you go on set, I understand how people can fall for their set partner because you are with them 24/7.
Yeah.
So as much as you love your spouse or you love your husband, I can see how boundaries might blur. So let's say I'm out of town again, whether the infidelity was in our history or not, I can see the boundaries blurring because you're around them.
Let's turn the tables. And once you reveal where Mike is, we can ask him this later. What if Mike decides to get a trainer and she is smoking hot Giselle, single Giselle? What are you feeling?
I'm working out with him. I mean, I'm not working out with Mike. Like, I mean, if my man, I'm working out with him.
Is that what you'd say?
But
about Ty?
You'd be cool with Giselle being single Giselle.
Our trainer. Together. Ours.
So this is tricky because there is that piece of infidelity with ours.
Yeah.
I will say this is a tricky part. But having said that, I will agree with Sarah. I would work out together.
Now, what if Mike asked you to not have that trainer? How do you feel?
About
so Giselle. Okay, so I'm gonna switch it.
Okay, if I had the hot,
we
have
the hot.
We have the hot trainer.
I totally did it wrong. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so dumb. I just did it again.
Okay,
the same thing.
Amy, here come the comments.
Amy's an idiot. I get it. I'm an idiot. Okay, Bradley Cooper.
We have,
is your trainer.
I know my boundaries. That would not be smart.
Ryan Reynolds is your trainer. You're down with it? You're like, I'm cool with Ryan Reynolds being my trainer. But Mike says, hey, I don't really want Ryan Reynolds to be your trainer. Are you
I get it.
Or are you okay?
So I need to respect. Michael does a great job of respecting the boundaries that I have. That I said what would make me feel safe. So it's not about, this is, I think, in the very beginning with us is, it's not about saying you can't do this, you can't do this. It's more about saying this doesn't make me feel safe when you do this, so can you not do this? So for example, I don't think that, and I know that Mike would never want me to train with Gleb. He's a, you know, was my dance partner.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up.
I knew you were. I just wanted to. So, I don't think that when it's someone that is, yes, are these people attractive that we're naming?
Yes.
Yes.
But you're also like, you don't really sweat. You don't really turn red. Like, you're like very hot when you work out. Like, I'm a sweaty monster. So like, no trainer is going to be like, yeah, I'm down with her. So.
So in the weeds on it. She's like actually on the treadmill.
I'm like, I feel like, yeah, you.
But I would understand Mike saying, yeah. I don't want you working out one-on-one in those close vicinities. Not because he doesn't trust me, because I do think he trusts me. But I just think, again, it's you're playing with fire when you're that close.
Now, what about this?
Which is why I have a female trainer, but not saying that I wouldn't. Like, there's another guy that I trained with in Nashville. He was great. You know, he was big and whatever. But that's not my thing. Yeah.
What about the
I don't really like the big body.
Yeah, I actually like tight with a woman.
There is a theory that, like, okay, so you go to the trainer and he's all hot, Bradley Cooper, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, whoever you like, and mm-hmm. it kind of fires you up. So then you come home and you're all, hey, Mike.
Well, I will say this. I mean, there is something to be said. There is something to be said about you know, we like to show off when we work out.
So course.
I work out better when I'm with Mike because I want to show off. I want to look sexy. Aww. I want to look like, yeah, babe, look how much I'm like, whatever, deadlifting.
Look at these mountain climbers.
You know, look at these.
Deadlifting. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't even think I said it right. So I think that's, there's something to be said for that. But again, I think it's just, it is playing with fire. And even if I, you know, you could say, all right, well, what if you book a role and you're in close vicinities with the people? Because there's, I'm really close with one of the guys that's played my husband in two of the movies, Kevin McGarry. And actually, he's friends with Michael, too. But, you know, we had boundaries there. You know, there's no reading lines in your hotel room because, yeah, I did that when I was in my 20s and it didn't turn out great.
Ooh.
You know,
ooh, spicy.
So that's like, you know, I'm married now. You have to set boundaries.
Boundaries.
And so that's, if it's, you know, circle back to the hot trainer, we would need to do it together.
It's all about boundaries. But if you're attracted to someone, then there's obviously a problem. Like, I don't think you should be around anyone that you're attracted to.
Well, and this is,
come on.
Time out.
No, I mean,
Sarah,
like, sexually.
You're,
what's the difference?
Everyone's sexually attracted to 100 people. That doesn't mean they're going to go.
Well, no, but I mean, every, if you brought someone that maybe you think is not attractive, like let's say you get a nanny and you don't think she's attractive, but maybe Mike is like, or not, let's just say a husband is like, oh, she's not. Like I'm saying, if you're going to be around someone all day, every day, or for a certain amount of time, if there's even like a teensy, like, I would, maybe, maybe not.
I mean, I love you, but that's just totally not possible. I don't know.
Well, and here's the thing too, Michael and I talk about this. There's attractive people out there.
Everywhere.
He's looking at the street. He's like, oh, she's an attractive person. Or, oh, he's an attractive guy. But it's not.
Yeah, but she's not staying in your house every night.
Well, that's my point. So that's where it's like, we can say that there's other attractive people. We're not going to be blatant and be that.
Invite them in.
Yeah. But it's all about being like, you can't say, I don't want you to look at someone.
No.
Someone's going to think someone else is prettier.
Of course. But no.
But yes, I don't want to necessarily invite them into the house. But that doesn't make me insecure to the women that are saying that I'm insecure or,
I don't think I agree.
It makes you human. I have like hot friends and I'm like, how about you don't come for tonight? Do you know what I mean? You're like,
no, I mean, that's so true. I mean, I got in the very beginning of even the stuff with Mike and I would be like, can you cover up it? Like, but it's just because I felt that was when I was insecure.
Yeah, you were.
Because I was just like, I didn't feel secure. But now I'm like, oh, whatever. Like,
sometimes I use it to my advantage too, though. I'm like, bring all the hot girls. Maybe he'll like it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I mean, with Ty though,
I feel like, would he want a hot nanny or what?
No, I mean, just with everything. I mean, do you get insecure with Ty?
That is one thing I do have with him is I trust him 100%. I think he's too scared to do anything, to be honest.
He's too scared to even come.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and honestly, he couldn't pull anything off. Like, let's be honest.
What month is it, by the way?
It's April.
Okay.
But yeah, that's one thing that I'm not concerned about. There are other things that, you know what I mean? Like, everyone has their thing. Everyone
has
their
concern
issues.
With him then?
I mean, obviously, hello.
Oh, besides the ring.
I mean, that's a major concern. Like, hello. I don't know where we are right now, but like, that's a major concern.
It needs
concern.
To happen before June, though.
F word. I don't even like
F word.
I mean, I would have just screamed it right now, but I'm so tired. You don't know what it went through to get here. Okay, the traffic today was terrible. It's like, I felt like I was in an episode of Game of Thrones and I don't know. I've never even seen Game of Thrones. I just threw that out there.
Oh my God.
I don't know. But it has to happen right by June because he leaves in June for a couple of months.
Let's not put a time on it.
No, there needs to be. For Sarah's sake.
It's,
Are we allowed to talk about the other thing that happened in Napa or not?
I need to know so badly. She teased me.
I'm so confused. What happened? Your fight with the... I know there was a fight.
You knew about the fight?
I heard about it. But then what was so funny, I heard about it. But by the time I heard about it, you two were thick as thieves. It's like the fight worked to your advantage later because you became close. You can totally talk about
it. Am I allowed to? I'm kind of scared, though.
I'm like, I feel like it's a Housewives reunion. Like, I'm not excited for anything, and I'm so excited to hear this. Like, I need to hear it.
We do have a caller on the line. Tell him we're going to talk about one more thing, and then we'll come back.
No, we can talk to him
first. All right, let's talk to him first, and then we'll go back.
Oh, my God, you guys are just teasing me.
We're teasing the fight. Let's talk to him after we take a quick break. Okay.
We have so much happening.
Okay, I'll go back to this, Easton, so I'll say. Okay, so I want to talk about the fight because I kind of teased you on the phone, Sarah. So yes. I'm teasing you guys right now. We will talk about it. We have a caller on the line, but first, let's take a break.
Okay.
Hiring has never been an exact science, but today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done, and that's ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there.
So with their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter actually scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So as applications come in, ZipRecruiter actually analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So that's crazy. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Jana, J-A-N-A, ZipRecruiter.com/Jana. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Okay, Doug, so now that I have you on the phone, I can announce that today is Vasectomy Monday. Vasectomy Monday. So my husband is having a vasectomy today, actually, but I have been told that you have 4 kids, you do not want to get a vasectomy, but you have a fun story about some friends.
Yeah, so I actually have a couple friends that have done it, and probably one of the best stories, so a friend of mine went in on a Wednesday, and he had to kind of, you know, shave up and get all prepped up. And so he had the procedure, which he said was pretty simple. But the doctor had told him, he said, you know, you're going to have to ejaculate 12 times and then come back.
Yeah, he didn't come back, did he?
No, but he said, okay, I'll see you Friday.
Oh. Are you serious? And,
yeah. Oh, but I think it took longer than that. I think it was probably just a couple days after that. But anyway, that was pretty good. The doctor got a good laugh.
That's really funny.
But yeah, the other friend of mine, he's about 52 now or 53. I think his youngest is 13 and had a vasectomy probably about 12 years ago. And anyway, ended up just having a baby about a month ago.
Oh.
So,
well, you know what? It must have been meant to be. That's what I kind of look at it like.
Does it sometimes not work?
Well, I think what I was told is that you have to go to the follow-up. So after you ejaculate so many times, you have... Sarah, you were a 12-year-old girl. I say ejaculate and you...
You looked me in the eye as you said it.
Once Michael ejaculates, however many times he's supposed to before, then you have to go back to test the sperm. So if you don't go back, there's a chance that maybe it wasn't done right. So then it didn't work. But you have to go back. So I don't know
but this is two different people. So the one guy did, you know, he go back, but he went back. But the other guy actually went back as well. But even after 12 years, it maybe just kind of
loosened up.
Move back into position.
Ooh.
Wow.
Which is unfortunate because, you know, he's, when the youngest is 13 and the others are starting to get out of the house, it gets a little stressing.
For sure. Well, I'm definitely going to mark that down for to ask Michael what the doctor said about that, because I have heard that before and I'm interested to see if anyone else have had that story. So email me at janakramer@iheartmedia.com.
The debate, like, should you get your tubes tied versus the vasectomy?
We did. And he said, he's like, well, you're already down there getting a C-section. Why don't you just tie your tubes? And I said, because that's final. And I don't know if I'm 100% final yet. Because up until last night, I told Michael, do we really want to do this?
Oh, what?
And I was like crying about it.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Because
Wait, this is a dumb question. Yeah. So the vasectomy is, you can reverse it.
You can reverse it, okay. But you can also take a needle and peel out or suck out sperm.
Suck
and then IUI sperm. It. Yeah.
Why don't you just put some in a couple jars
and
before
save it
you
for later?
Because it dies.
Freeze them.
Freeze them.
Yeah, I mean, that's 60 and that.
Doug, why didn't you do it?
Why didn't I do it? I didn't do it because I just, in case anything ever happened to my wife or to the children or whatever, I just wanted to be able to continue procreating.
And how did your wife feel about that?
Well, she had her tubes cut.
Oh, well.
So she got way.
Done.
Yeah. If she had the final, that's a thing. I've talked to another girlfriend of mine. If you are final about it and you know that, then I think it's easier when you're down there getting the C-section. Yeah, tie the tubes. Yeah. But I just, who knows? I don't want to just say, I don't know. It's like, I feel like I've done enough too. You know, I don't want to take away the fact that I couldn't have kids.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And she's had 4 C-sections. And so.
That's dangerous.
3-minute procedure after, after child's born. It's like, are you sure you want the tubes tied? Like, yep. And then just.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Did it.
All right, Doug, you're the best. Thank you. I'm going to call the husband and see what he says. So I appreciate
it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Bye.
See you guys. Bye.
I will say, Michael said something really sweet to me last night. He goes, you know, he said, it's nice to know that, he's like, when I've been in relationships before, I've always kind of thought about the next relationship.
Oh.
So he's like, with this, he's like, I don't think about like, oh, if this doesn't work out, then I'm going to have kids with someone else. I was like, that's good.
That's a good. No, that's what I was going to say is I think my brother, someone got a vasectomy and now they're divorced. And so I was kind of like, huh, well, now what is he going to do? Because she made him get that. And now I'm sure he's going to meet someone else. And I'm sure she might want to have kids because he's still young enough to do it. But I feel like that's kind of.
How many kids does he have?
2.
Well, it's kind of the same thing. So my brother has 2 kids and him and his girlfriend just broke up. It's awful. Hate this because she's like the most incredible thing ever. But they were about to have, they were thinking about their future. My brother was going to reverse his.
Oh, for her.
For her. Mark, do you have a vasectomy?
I did. I'm a proud vasectomy recipient.
Really? You guys, I am like so clueless on this. I had no idea this was like a thing. I text my mom.
I was
like, I know people do it, but I didn't know I'm like, does my dad do it? He had 5 daughters. I mean, he's obviously fertile AF. Like, I'm sure he was like, let's cut this. Whatever.
Did he have it?
I don't know. I'm still waiting to hear back.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So how was your vasectomy?
It was fantastic. I recommend it to every guy I meet because guys are such wusses about the whole thing.
Really?
They really, they're scared. Oh, I don't want that. Oh, it's going to hurt. Oh, come on. It's the greatest. The second my youngest was born, healthy, we made the appointment immediately.
Oh, uh-huh. How is recovery? Because that's what I'm the most nervous about with Michael, because he's such a
baby.
I love you, sweetheart. But
I'll
like
say it
you,
for you,
thank you.
Okay, so I mean, it's probably different for everybody, but here's what I would tell Michael: he's having it today, right?
Yeah.
This gives you a nice excuse to sit on the recliner for a day or two.
Oh, okay.
But a day or two, that's it.
He cannot milk this through the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Please,
okay.
Let him.
When we
do
call
that.
Him, will you tell him?
Yes.
That?
Okay. I got mine on a Friday.
Okay.
I put a bag of frozen peas on my genitalia. Over the clothes.
Oh.
While I watched television that evening.
Okay.
And I kept waiting for the Novocaine to wear off and the pain to kick in.
No.
It never did.
So it's that easy.
It's that easy.
Oh, okay.
I think a couple of days later, I ran up the stairs. I felt a little,
a little something
about that.
You shouldn't have felt.
But that was it.
Wow. When did they say you could go back to sexual activities?
It was only a few weeks, maybe 2-3
weeks. A few weeks?
Yeah. It wasn't bad because then I also had to give a sample. That was probably the worst part was the sample giving.
Can't you do the sample at home though?
I did because if you're within 30 minutes of the office, you can do that.
Yes.
And we were. And so I did and I brought it in. But the look, I mean, and they do this for a living, but the look on the woman's face when I dropped off a sample, she was so disgusted by me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to. And it's your job. And it was in a brown paper bag. It wasn't even just like
it's
in
nice
a cup.
Term.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We have a doctor on the line, Dr. Jeanette.
Yes, hello.
Hi, doctor. Hi, doctor. So my husband had a vasectomy today. What do I need to know? Because I'm scared about his downtime. And then also, what are the chances of us having a baby again with the vasectomy?
Hey, Jenna. So
Nothing to be afraid of. This is a very common procedure, and it's a type of male birth control. Basically, what it does is it cuts off the supply of sperm to the semen, which obviously is what gets you pregnant. The downtime is minimal. For your partner, it will not affect his sexual performance. It will not cause any damage to his sexual organs or increase the risk of cancers or anything like that. He will be asked by whoever performed the procedure to, you know, rest and take it easy for a little bit, but very common, and it's very safe, and it has very good results, 99%, over 99%. Nothing's 100% effective, but the chances of you getting pregnant are extremely low, but it's still possible, even though it would be rare for that to happen.
Well...
So you're saying this is a chance.
But it's already been done.
Why should he reverse it already?
I wish I could have asked you, why are you doing it? What's the purpose of it? If you're in the middle of a crisis, wait until it's over. Don't do it now. If your husband is young, and I don't know how many children do you have?
We have two kids.
Okay, good. So you've got kids. And if you're 110% sure you don't want more children, then that's definitely a good option. And now
see,
you don't have
I wasn't 110% sure.
Okay, well, it's still possible to have babies in the future. You would just have to do it another route. For example, in vitro fertilization. Uh-huh. It is possible to reverse it, but it's very difficult. It's very complicated. It's very expensive. If you decided in a few years you wanted to have another baby, then, you know, you can try it in a different round, even though it wouldn't be through, you know, the traditional sexual intercourse. But his body will still make sperm, so that's still a possibility.
Okay.
It's still possible to have children in the future, just in a different route. But I'm hoping you had this discussion with your doctors about all this before you went through it all.
Oh no, for sure, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, I just wanted to give the wind down a little doctor advice. So we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And I'll chat with you soon.
Yeah, sounds good. I hear you live in Nashville. My whole family lives in Nashville.
Oh, yay. It's the best place ever.
Awesome. Well, listen, you have a wonderful day. And I'm here if you guys ever have any questions or anything.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Should we call Mike?
She just scared the living
F-word.
Oh my god.
Why? Because it's so final?
Well, I feel like she was like, is it already done?
I know that part made me a little warm.
It's okay.
It really does make me sad.
But I think that I don't even, yeah, what am I saying? I don't know.
Should we call Mike? Let me know. Wait, should we pretend like I'm like really upset?
Changing your mind.
Oh, changing my mind.
Should we?
Yeah.
Let's prank him.
Okay. Let's prank him.
Okay. Oh, this is so exciting.
I feel like she's actually like calling her.
Mike.
Hello.
Hi, it's me. Jana is, she's, well, first of all, how are you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm surviving.
Okay. Jana's not okay right now.
What's wrong with her?
She's really upset. She's just like really sad. I feel like she kind of maybe like had a panic attack that like this just happened, you know, and like it's done. And now she's just like kind of a basket case. She's like bawling. It's making me really uncomfortable. And I feel like we kind of were like, you know, it could be reversed, but I don't know. I think that like you, but I'm glad to talk to you and that you're okay. I just don't know what to like say to her. Like, should I just be like,
hi, honey.
She made me do it.
Hi, babe.
Literally, I was like, this is so mean. And I was like, I need to get into character because I can't handle this.
Baby.
I mean, Tori, you sold it well. I'm impressed.
Oh, Tori sold it too? That's amazing.
Wow.
Hey, baby, how's your pee-pee?
Oh, so we're going into it.
We're going into it.
Oh, wait, that was Sarah just talking?
That was Sarah. It's not me. I said, how's your pee-pee?
Oh, my pee-pee's fine. It's my balls.
Oh, it's the balls?
Yeah, they slice into your nards.
Oh, I thought it was his penis.
Remix. Wow.
Wait,
no.
Really?
Yes.
I thought there was a vein in the penis they take out.
Oh, it's the pathway from your scrotum up to your penis. They take out your scrotum.
Because the sperm comes from the testicles, so they just kind of make it into a dead end.
Oh, see, I thought they block it from the head of the penis.
Oh, you thought it was just like a roadblock.
Like a cork or something?
Yeah. Oh, ouch.
No, they're like removing part of the road.
The road.
So you have half of a ball now?
No.
No. I love you.
Oh, wow. Wait, so baby, no, like in all seriousness, like tell us, kind of give us the rundown of what happened.
Are we on right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, babe.
Oh, we've been on.
Nobody's safe, per usual. Right into it. Honestly, it kind of sucked. I'm not going to lie.
It sucked?
Like, yeah, because I'm laying there on the table. Just completely exposed from the waist down.
Okay.
And, you know, he's prepping everything, and he has to inject a needle a couple times into my...
And you felt that? Back. Did they give you numbing or no?
Well, that's the numbing that he was putting in.
Oh, so you felt it?
Yeah, well, I felt him put the needle in.
For me, that was the worst part, was the numbing of the area. That was the only pain I felt, was the numbing part.
Yeah, that sucked. And then it was super duper quiet while he's doing it. So when he did the first side, it took a little longer for whatever reason, and
it was quiet.
So I'm sitting there just playing in my head like what exactly he's doing. And I could easily just open my eyes and look down and see what he was doing, but I didn't want to look.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
So it was just trying to get out of my head of like, this is what he's doing right now.
Right.
He's opening up my ball sack and going into it and removing that part. And then he used the Bovie to burn off the ends of the tube that he removed.
Yeah.
So kind of like if you have a shoelace that's frayed, right? You burn it so it's all together again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like doing that to either side of the tube in my ball sack.
I remember
so
that smell being a little disconcerting.
Oh.
Yeah, then you see the smoke and then you smell the flesh kind of
burning. There was smoke? Wait, yeah. And you're awake? This seems like a form of torture.
So then what happened? Yeah.
It wasn't that long. It was probably, 15,
oh, that's insane. This is insane.
20 minutes tops. It felt like an eternity, but
I think it's very sweet, your concern for Mike, because the childbirth that you've endured is...
Yeah, what are we saying?
I mean,
yeah.
It's got to be times 1,000.
Turn this around.
Yeah, honestly. No, thank you, Mark. Okay, I appreciate that. No, because I did. I had a baby cut out of my stomach.
Look, yeah, and he got a little needle in his peanut. We're good.
This is my day. This is my moment.
Yes, it is. We'll and it's great that you do this, because so many guys are afraid of this, or they refuse. They think they're less of a man or something. So good for you for doing this.
Thank you, Mark. We manned up.
Bravo. Okay, but Mark, say what you were going to say, though. Yeah. He's like, you don't let him. Go ahead.
Hit him with it.
Look,
I didn't say anything.
You can milk this today and tomorrow. I think by Friday, I think you're going to be out of milk.
No, Friday, Friday, I'm good to go.
Great. Oh,
you heard it here.
I'm good to go. I'm ready.
I mean, I'm trying to be very, it is hard because like Sarah said, he got a needle to his penis. I mean, to his balls.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's like, that sounds so easy and soft and simple. And
I had a baby cut out of my stomach. You know?
Tomato, tomato. It's the same thing.
Mm. I mean, literally a baby cut out of my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You were able to.
It didn't come out of your vagina.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. That's actually sometimes a better recovery.
Organs weren't messed with. My balls.
We don't. This isn't a competition.
No.
There's no competition here. Good for Mike for doing that.
You're both amazing.
Can I say, though, Michael, what happens if, how do I say this? If we want another baby, because you know this is actually hard for me, because I don't know if I'm done. Because I truly do, I would love another baby. Because I love babies. I know right now we can't have another baby, but down the road... What if in a year or two?
Oh my God, here we go.
No, I'm just saying, like, what if in a year or two I said, you know, I really want another baby?
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts,
Jesus,
then the world would be a much sweeter place.
Would you be mad at her if she said, I want another baby?
No.
Now you have to reverse it.
Oh my gosh, why didn't we do this last night?
We did, and I cried about it. But I know right now, I just, you know what you need to say, right? Babe, we'll, you know,
figure it out.
Or,
yeah, well, if we really want to, when we get to that place, then we'll figure it out. We'll make it happen.
But I also feel like there's so many other options.
Yeah, I mean, we've always wanted to adopt.
Yeah, so
that's like, something we've always wanted to do. I just love the baby. Like right now, I'm obsessed with Jay. So that baby stage, the fact that we might be done.
It's okay. When they're like 2 and 4, I feel like you'll be like, I'm done.
No, I'll be like, I want another baby because I don't like 2 and 4.
How is Michael so calm considering he just got a knife to his privates? Do they put the knife on
your scalpel to your scrotum? Yeah.
It's still numb right now.
So
I'm sitting on a bag of peas like I'm a hen hatching my egg.
Literally what, that's funny. That's what Mark said.
Can you just take a picture of that so I can see a visual?
So she can post it.
Yeah.
And heads up, with me, I had the peas and I kept waiting for the pain to kick in when the Novocaine wore off, and it never really did. The peas kind of took it all away and then I was fine. Really, the next day I was doing okay. I just kind of laid low.
Yeah, that's kind of what the doctors tell me. It's like, if you just keep icing it, you won't really feel it.
Yeah.
Pain medication go away, so hopefully.
Well, honey, I'm gonna take care of you because I love you and I'm gonna take good care of you.
Yeah, that's why you're here right now taking care of me. So sweet.
I don't know.
Well, is there a hat?
I don't know.
Well, so we gotta work still, you know, babe?
I get it. I mean, I get it. You know what's funny is conveniently when we took Jolie to Legoland the other day. And we're in line for this ride, and there is a family, cute family with kids.
4 kids.
Age range from probably no older than 6 to unborn. So this family had 3 kids, and the wife was pregnant with the 4th. And Jan and I, you know, we had a talk. She's like, you know, if we had 3, I'll definitely just want 4 to make it even.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like blatantly pointing at this family who are like trying to round up all these kids in this line, chaos, waiting for like an hour. I'm like, really? That's what you want right there? Look at their parents' faces. That's what you want?
I want the family stone dinner table.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's what I want. When the kids are all grown up, yeah. You know?
Yeah. That sounds great. The end game sounds amazing. It's the next 20 years.
All right, baby. I love you.
All right. You girls have fun.
Oh, okay.
Keep them in line, Mark.
I'll do my best. I got your back.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Love you, boo.
Feel better.
I'll see you soon. Guys.
Bye.
All right, bye. Okay, bye. Love you.
Oh, man.
I have to do... What's the word? I have to literally in my head be like, okay, I need to just accept that he's not going to be active around the house the next 2 days. Even when I had my C-section day 2, I was walking around taking care of stuff.
Yep.
Literally. Day 2, I walked out of the hospital and was taking care of the kids.
He's
Boom.
Definitely going to be playing his video game. I was going to say, he's on running the couch. Up the credit card. I'm
watching
but
golf right now.
It.
He's fine.
Just
I know. I wrote it down in my book, in my intention book, to that I need to just give him.
Calm.
Yeah.
Well, 2 days.
I can give him 2 days.
How many? Yeah.
Yeah. And he gets like super triggered.
And then guess what, bitch? Time's up.
Oh my gosh. I'm still like befuddled by the fact that he had a vasectomy despite the fact that you didn't really want him to.
It's not that I didn't want him to. I know right now we don't want babies. And I will say this too. And even Michael said, he brought up a good point last night. He goes, do you really want to go through everything we went through with miscarriages? Mm. And I really, that's what I think, that's what hurt because... No, and if I have another miscarriage, I'm going to keep trying until I have that baby again. So it's just going to be
torture. Well, and I feel like it's like anything. Obviously, anytime it's the night before something, you go through panics, you know? Because I mean, I feel like even when you were like about to go in and have it, it's like panic mode.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's normal to be stressed because it's like, okay, tomorrow this is going to happen.
Yeah.
But...
All right, let's take a break.
All right, so Mike and I, as you guys know, we are moving to Nashville and we're so excited, but we are fighting over our mattress. Well, actually, we used to fight over our mattress, but we don't anymore.
Yeah, thanks to the Sleep Number 360 bed.
Yeah, because I like it soft and Mike likes it.
That's so not true. You like it harder than I do.
Ooh, babe, let's not go there, okay? That's a little bit TMI there.
All right, well, with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, they let you choose your ideal firmness on each side so it's right for both of us.
Which is so nice. Sleep Number is ranked number one in customer satisfaction by Mattresses by J.D. Power. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide.
When you add a FlexFit smart adjustable base, you can also raise the head or foot of your bed for ultimate relaxation. So if Jan is snoring, I can raise her up.
I do not snore.
Yeah, okay.
I've never snored.
So there's an adjustment so I can adjust her side of the bed so she stops snoring. And if you come in now and say you can save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds when you add a smart adjustable base, only for a limited time.
So visit sleepnumber.com/Jana to find the one nearest you. And don't worry, it's going to end all your arguments because you and the hubby can totally pick, you know, what's firmness, softness you guys want.
Okay, you guys always hear Jana talk about you spend a third of your life in your sheets. So it's about time to upgrade.
No, it totally is. And it's actually, here's a true story. So Michael and I, we were changing our sheets and he's like, oh my God, these sheets are so comfortable. What are these? And let me tell you, first of all, we had some Restoration Hardware sheets that we were sleeping on. And Mike loved them, but then I put him through the wash when I was not supposed to. But long story short, we get into bed with new sheets, and Michael's like, these sheets are so comfortable. Are these the Restoration Hardware ones? And I said, no, babe, these are Brook Linen. He goes, whoa, these sheets are actually really comfortable. I was like, I know.
It was actually a true story. And that was the first time we put Brook Linen on our bed, and we haven't changed since.
It's
been amazing. And it feels like, not only feels good, but it looks great too. You walk into our room, we got the clean white with the clean white duvet cover. Mm-hmm. It looks like you're walking into a 5-star hotel, and it feels like that also. And also the sheets, like I just said, they don't just look great, they feel great. But you can mix and match over 25 plus colors and patterns to make your bedroom just right for you.
Yeah, so Brook Linen is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. So get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code Jana at brooklinen.com. And Brook Linen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty.
The only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use promo code Jana at brooklinen.com. That's B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N. .com, promo code Jana.
You can spell babe. That's cute. Brook Linen, these really are the best sheets ever.
All right, so we're going to take one more caller just so I can kind of get everything down about the vasectomy. Mm-hmm. Todd, are you on?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's hear it. How was your vasectomy? Tell me all about it.
My vasectomy was very uncomfortable. I would not say that I loved it. I drove myself over there. I wanted to be alone. I did not want somebody to drive me or any of that. So went in, go through the whole waiting process, and then it all just seemed very primitive. They started giving me shots to numb the area, and then they start poking around, and then they're saying, oh, do you feel this? And I'm thinking, really, this is the way it goes? Like, I'm supposed to tell you when I feel something, and then we know that we're numb or we're not. So I found all of that very unsettling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a man, I'm obviously not used to I'm very used to pain, thank you. I'm not used to having somebody digging around in there under unpleasurable circumstances, you know? We're not...
So we're he not wasn't trained. Playing with your balls.
Right. We're not trained through an annual exam in stirrups. This was like my one and only, first of all, a male being down there. And, you know, playing
Don't
around.
Lie.
Yeah. Well, there was that time in college. playing around and poking around and asking for feedback. You know, it's all just very uncomfortable. And it was a very nice surgery center, but you're still staring at one of those awful ceilings with the cardboard squares.
Oh, I get it. That's where I had a baby sucked out of my stomach for my C-section. So cut out of my stomach. So I'm sorry that your balls were hurt.
Yeah. My balls didn't have a good day that day. They didn't have a good probably 2 weeks after that.
Has it worked though? Have you, has it been 2 weeks?
So you were laid up for 2 weeks with the peas?
I mean, not. Oh yeah. There was definitely, a different sort of practice in my routine afterwards. Sure. I mean, I stayed home for maybe a day. Maybe I went to work the next day with my ice pack. I don't know. But yeah, it affects performance of daily life for probably 2 weeks.
What about performance?
Sexual performance.
No. Sexual has to be a couple of weeks off. That's the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about lifting. I'm talking about walking around. And all of a sudden, you're making that weird groan noise when you stand up off the couch. Oh, it, like, aged me for 2 weeks. It made me an old man.
The way I moved and walked. I'm sorry. Your wife, like, oh, permission to slap you.
Why?
You don't realize what us women go through. And how?
I didn't know that it was a comparison.
It is.
That just sounds like menstrual. Like,
yeah, that sounds like menstrual cramps.
It's like groaning on the couch. That's me once a month. Like,
yeah.
Listen, we have our list of responsibilities in life that are fairly exclusive to us as males as well.
Like
so.
Golf and.
Wait, does it affect the actual? I mean, after the 2 weeks, say 2 months later, do you notice anything when you're, you know?
I don't.
Does any?
Did you give him a good squeeze to make sure they were still like good and intact?
Well, I mean, I didn't know what it was going to look like after, and everybody, you know, mentions, oh, quantity. Does the quantity change? Does the consistency change?
Oh,
I'll give you another phone number to call on that because that's not really my department. But I haven't noticed anything.
Well, it's been a real joy, Todd.
What a pleasure.
Thank you for coming on Wind Down. I really appreciate it.
He gave us detail.
I know. You're the best, Todd. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye.
That is a common misconception, though, that nothing comes out or what comes out is very different. It's all the same. Like you, from your perspective, you'll notice nothing different. And really, from our perspective, there's nothing different.
I've come to a conclusion.
All right. Conclusion, Sarah.
Let's hear it. I do not feel bad at all. At all.
For the men.
I've been having a period for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
That's 3 days.
10 plus years. Try.
No, that's what I'm. That's
25
what I,
years.
In general. A woman. Like.
A woman goes through that.
That is once me a once. Week. Yeah. Well, no. Well, not once a week.
I mean.
I don't know.
One week out of the month. Yeah.
I mean, down for the count. Yeah. I am once a month.
Yoda.
So, like, sorry about your 2 days. Yeah. Also, sorry about your nuts. Like, but you should see what's going on.
I would say
of me.
The cramps my wife deals with on a monthly basis. Oh. Each one of those is worse than any pain I felt through
physical,
this procedure. For
physical
sure.
Pain brings you
for
to vomit.
Sure. Yeah.
I feel that we should get more empathy though for that because I don't feel like that.
Oh,
acknowledged.
It's not, and you want to know when it's acknowledged? And we've talked about this before. When you start a fight, and they say, "Are you on your?"
Oh my god!
I mean, let me tell you something.
I hide the tampon things so Michael doesn't see when I'm on my period because I said, "Oh crap, I was a little bit more sensitive." But that's not the reason why we fought.
It's not.
But I don't want him to say that was the reason why we fought.
And
I have to hide the tampon stuff.
You're a little crazy today. Are you on your period?
But see, you know what's weird? I actually get crazy 2 days before.
I'm a week
crazy
before.
For 2 weeks.
I'm 1 week before, and then on my period, I'm fine. But the week before, I'm like, oh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Here it goes.
What's sort of God's punishment is you're like, why am I crying? Why am I so upset? And then for 2 days, you don't know. And then you get your period and you're like, oh, now I know why I've been.
But upset. That's the worst excuse, though, for guys to do
I
that.
I hate it.
It's so it's absolutely
actually
infuriating.
Like, it's actually like jagged. Like, oh,
yeah.
I turn into like Spitfire when that happens.
Do you ever have, like, this morning I woke up and was walking to the kitchen and I'm like, I'm really chemically balanced today.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Do you never feel that?
Yes. I feel that when I feel that sometimes.
Yes. You wake up and you look in the mirror and you say, Sarah, you've got a glow and I don't know what it's for. And you're looking phenomenal. Now you go make that day your bitch. That happens like once a month, like one day. The rest of the days I wake up and I'm like, ugh.
The groan.
Yeah. I get out of bed and I'm like, ugh. Like these guys are doing for one day. The groan.
Okay. Let's take a break.
With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste. Turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of styles and options. From mid-century modern to contemporary classics, customizable and an amazing array of fabric choices. From rich buttery leather and plush velvets to every color imaginable. Wide range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options available. Free personal design consultants to help nail down your perfect design. Quality handcrafted furniture, each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials to fit your exact specifications. Limited lifetime warranty included. 365 day home trial. So skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. Sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return for a full refund. Hassle free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packing materials. Free returns within 2 weeks of delivery. See how Joybird is revolutionary revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/Jana. Go to joybird.com/Jana and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code Jana. All right, so brushing your teeth is super important. And we've also, you know, been teaching.
Is it, honey? It's important?
It is very important. He gets mad at me sometimes because I forget to brush my teeth sometimes because I'm so busy doing everything. But with Quip, I am brushing my teeth how I should be, which is the 2-minute dentist recommended. It's got a great little timer on there. The vibrations are fantastic. They clean my teeth because up to 90% of us, by the way, we don't brush our teeth for a full 2 minutes. But with Quip, everything is great. The heads are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule because you should be changing out your toothbrush and your heads every 3 months. And with Quip, it's only $5 every 3 months. That's so good.
That's why we love Quip and why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Jana right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Jana.
Okay, so what do you know about Stephanie Pratt?
Just from what I've seen on The Hills, circa 2000.
So I've never watched The Hills, so whatever. Yeah, don't give me that face. I was a Laguna Beach girl, and yeah. then I didn't watch The Hills. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't really know who she is. So who was she on the show?
She's Spencer Pratt's sister. Uh-huh. She was kind of like. She kind of came in like hot at the end, like more when it was like the Kristen Cavallari. I'd say she was like a villain, but not. She okay. like sided. She was known for fighting with her brother.
Okay.
The most, I would say.
All right. So my first interaction with Stephanie was here at the iHeart studio. And we were playing the April Fool's thing. So everyone kind of switched podcasts.
Okay.
And so we were taking pictures and I was like, oh, hey, I'm Jana. Nice to meet you. She's like, I've met you before. And I was like, oh. Okay, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't feel like we've ever met before. So I apologize. Like, I was mortified. Like, yeah. Absolutely mortified.
Yeah.
Because I truly
didn't remember.
I'm so good at remembering that. So I'm just like, I know we didn't meet.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't think she's like, or it was someone at the iHeart studio. So then when she said that,
okay,
I was just like, oh, so she's just
someone.
She doesn't really know who the heck I am. Mm-hmm. She just thinks I'm just some girl that does a podcast. So from that moment on, I just felt so kind of just dismissed.
Rubbed
me the wrong way. So, you know, mm-hmm. I can just kind of shut.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I could just shut off at that point and be like, all right, whatever. Because, you know, I don't know anything about you either. I knew you were on The Hills, but I don't know your story.
Yeah.
But from that moment on, I just kind of shut her off. And
okay.
Because, again, she just has no idea who I am, and she just thought that I was some random chick that she met that does a podcast.
You felt like she didn't really care to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was kind of the first interaction. And then we went on the Napa trip, and everyone's, like, saying hi to everybody, and she doesn't say hi to really anybody. And so to have a conversation with someone, usually start and being like, hey, how are you? Mm-hmm. That's how you usually, like, start mm-hmm. a conversation.
Good to see you. Hey.
Nice to see you. Whatever. But she didn't, so... No one really then interacted.
Okay.
And then when she got in, she's like, what's everyone's names? So we were kind of just like, well, we know you, you've met everyone. So it was just kind of that, again, I think it just seemed like, again, it was just like a very dismissal
kind of thing. Yeah, but she just didn't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
So by that point, I was like, I'm done. I don't know. Easton, what did you think?
That was strike three.
Can I bring you on this season? Because you were sitting there. Because that was, again, she didn't really, because I just want to make sure that it's not just from my point of view. And you can call me out. This was in the car.
Yeah, that's how it went down.
Okay.
I was sitting next to her.
Yeah. And
that's exactly how it went down.
Okay. All right. So.
You're validated.
Thank you. No, I just want to make sure because I don't want, you know,
yeah,
she's not here to defend herself.
Yeah.
So that is how that happened. Didn't really like seem to like talk to anybody else. And so when we were at the event, you know, again, not much was really talked about because we were doing our podcast. So then cut to the dinner scene, dinner table.
Oh, my God. This is like a Housewives episode.
And well, actually, 2 minutes before that, Amy came out of the room and was like, oh my God, like stuff's going down in there. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, oh, she's talking about Heidi and
I listened
and Spencer and stuff. Okay. So I didn't listen. So I didn't hear it. And so I was like, oh, like, and I don't know anything. Yeah. Like I know nothing.
Yeah.
So when we're at the dinner table, cut to then the dinner table, it's me, Tanya, then Stephanie. And across from me is Wells and Derek. And Easton, poor Easton, is sitting at the head of the table and witnessed all of this, like literally all of this. So I'm sitting there and I look to my left and she's there. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to engage with her because I haven't talked to her. So I want to engage with her. I've heard things. I've heard rumors about her. And I just wanted to make my own
judgment,
my own opinion, because maybe I came at it the wrong way.
Okay.
So I look to my left and I say, so, do you really not like Heidi?
Oh, no, you didn't.
I don't know the story.
No, I understand, but no, you did not.
I'm just trying to engage.
And that because, was your...
because she was just talking about it, so yeah. I was just literally trying to engage in the conversation.
She didn't like that. I'm going to guess that she did not like that.
She snapped back at me so fast. She's like, I'm not talking about that here. And I was like, oh, okay. And I did respond like that, kind of okay. Yeah,
like confused.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Because she snapped back in such an aggressive way
that you were like,
I was just like,
I'm not going there. You were stunned.
But I was just, she's like, that is my work. I was talking about that on my podcast. And I said, I'm so sorry. I literally was just trying to connect with you because I don't feel like we have a lot in common. So I was trying to connect with you on a different level. And, you know, I heard that you were talking about Heidi. Yeah, because it's my work. And we're at a dinner table right now. And I was like, okay, I literally was just trying to have a conversation with you.
Oh my God. And you're getting so heated right now. I'm so scared. I can't imagine.
Well, but I was just like, Easton, is this all correct?
This is all correct. You came at her in a very kind and warm way, I might add. You were just like, oh, so you didn't really not like just trying to talk to her. You weren't like going at her or anything.
Yeah, I was just trying to have a conversation.
But like, obviously...
So she was very upset that I was just so confused. I'm like, because you were just talking about it. But she was like, that's my work and that's my, you know, here's the thing. I do respect that. When we went outside and finally talked and she said she doesn't talk about her personal life and on the everything minus the podcast.
I was going to say, that's a little confusing.
So that's why I was confused, but whatever. If that's her process, that's her thing.
Yeah.
She's at a table. That's fine. I can respect that. But it was the way that she came at it from me. So then by that point, I was like, you know what? F*** you. Like, I'll do this.
Whoa.
Like, Sorry, Mark.
Wow. So, that's fine. We're just a little F.
But at this point, I was 3 days before my period. So I was like fighting.
Been there.
Like,
now it comes out.
You know, that was, I was like, we're there. And so I was just like, okay, sorry. And so I was being immature at this point. I just started saying, sorry. Like, I didn't mean to,
I'm sorry you feel that way. I hate when people say that to me. It's like, you made me feel this way.
So then poor Easton at the end of the table is just like, his head's just going back and forth, witnessing all this. And he's so uncomfortable. And I felt so bad. Wells is actually here right now overhearing this conversation. He left the side of our table.
I went out to go... take a phone call. My girlfriend called and everything was totally fine. And then I come back in and it was just like an episode of The Hills was airing.
But I was like,
I probably could have used that footage, honestly.
But at that point I was like, oh, I'm in this. Like, let's go. Where are the cameras? Let's roll. So then I'm like, she's like, I was not being defensive. I was like, you were, but it's fine. So at this point, I'm like checked out. I don't care. I know. I'm like going for it.
I'm like,
so then, but then she goes to my husband. She goes to the end of the table and goes, your wife is being mean right now. And I go, I stand up. I literally stand up from the table, Sarah. And I go, are you seriously talking to my husband right now about me? Whose side do you think he's going to be on? You were being rude. And that's a fact. And she was like, and basically stormed away. And then she didn't storm away. She came back and we started like, it was to the point where I was like, there's going to be
I'm going
to
hit her.
There might be some, I'm like, I'm going to have to and really like guard my face.
She would throw down.
Well, I got a little scared and then I started to feel I got a little warm and I was about to start crying. And I was like, don't cry.
She's gone toe to toe.
White girl, cry right now. Like, don't do this.
Oh yeah. Did you cry?
I wanted to.
Oh,
I
don't.
Mean, I was there.
I'm so glad you did.
I was so there.
Oh,
for
I'm
crying
so glad you
because
did.
I don't like conflict, and this was like
no,
the most conflict I've ever had in my entire freaking life.
Wow.
And so I was, then finally I was like, use your therapy tools, use your therapy tools, use it, use it. So I was like,
you both were probably saying the same things in your head. She's like, breathe, breathe. And you're like, use your therapy. And like,
so I said, Stephanie, if you want to talk about this, let's go outside and talk about this. Cause I'd love to talk to you about our first experience. She's like, you've been rude to me from the very beginning. I was like, well, I have a very interesting experience too, from the beginning. So let's talk about it.
So you're
maybe
both
we
feeling
just rubbed
hurt.
The wrong way. So because we weren't hurt and we didn't feel hurt. So she went away. She came back and she goes, are you ready to talk? And I said, yes. And my husband's looking at me like, what the F is going on? I was just like, one moment. So we go outside and we talk, and it really just came down to, and this was a huge learning moment for me too, because two things. It wasn't probably right for me to ask that about Heidi.
Yeah.
And I did apologize for that because I genuinely was trying to make conversation with her.
Yeah.
And that was the only way I knew how, because that's all I really know about her, is that she has this drama with the Hills.
Yeah.
And I thought that she'd be open to talking about it. Not everyone's open to talking about it. So with her response back, though it was a little harsh, I shouldn't have
gone there.
I should have just stopped and said, you know what? I can sense that she's a little
not today
defensive about this or doesn't want to talk about this. And I should have just been like, okay.
Yeah.
And then not taken offense to it.
Well, and considering I did listen to the podcast, it honestly made me, I mean, I was sweating through the whole thing. She was on one. And so in on the same side, it's kind of like, imagine like the worst day that you guys have had in here.
Uh-huh.
It would be like if you went outside, someone didn't know you, and they're like, oh, so like, how's your marriage? Or something like along
yeah,
that line.
No, totally.
So she, but
I do get that. But can I just say
no,
something
but I'm
on
saying
the side,
there's
though?
No reason to like.
Well, in her defense, she said she wasn't. And, you know, sometimes I have to listen to this because my husband always says, I'm not being defensive, I'm just passionate. So maybe she was just being passionate about it. And I take passion sometimes defensive. And that's my work.
Yeah.
That I have to separate that. So, you know, we apologized. We talked about our first meeting. She didn't feel heard. I didn't feel heard. But we were able to talk from a really good place. And then I learned a lot about her. And I was able to learn stuff from that I didn't know about her.
Yeah.
So now things make sense. She now makes sense about the thing. So we were able to kind of
understand.
Come full circle. And
it seems from, so we have a Napa group text.
Uh-huh.
And I heard about the incident from Wells. I don't know where I was. So then I saw her put something in the group text and I almost had diarrhea. I was like, oh God. Oh God. She put something in the group text. Like, this is going to go bad for her.
Uh-huh.
And then you did that heart thing. And I'm like, oh my God.
Well, because here's at the end of the day, I don't like conflict. I don't like it at all. And I hate that it went there.
Exactly.
But I just went so offline because I was like, whatever. I got nothing.
It seems like you ended up kind of tight. Maybe that's an exaggeration.
No. We, again.
No bad blood.
There's zero bad blood. And I would love to get to know her more. My only thing is that when we were at the airport, all she did was talk about Heidi and Spencer. So I didn't even have to ask. But then I was like, why were you so upset about me asking that question? But yet here you are telling me everything about them and I'm not even asking.
Oh my God.
So I'm next time I'm just going to sit and listen and then I'll get all the juices.
Yeah.
What do you think, Wells?
It was just a day.
Yeah. I think that like you listened to that podcast. It was hard for you to listen to it. Try hosting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even. I imagine.
Amy had diarrhea from a text message.
No, I was just laughing because I know Amy. So hearing Amy panic through the whole thing, I was like, oh my God, what's happening? So I imagine she came out like.
I think
hot.
She came out hot. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And like, I feel like there was one part that you had kind of glazed over in the retelling of the story where I remember where you were like, from the moment you met me, you pretended like you met me, but you really hadn't or something. There was something like that, that like she had said she had met you, but really it was just someone else.
Yeah.
And you were like, I remember a face. And like, it was like this.
Oh,
yeah.
And I was like, what is happening right now?
Yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Merlot was happening.
Yeah.
That's What do you expect? If you send a bunch of idiots to Napa for the weekend to do podcasts.
Yeah, thanks, appreciate it.
Serving wine while y'all do your podcast is a great play.
Yes.
Because, oh my God.
They were all phenomenal.
Had, like, record numbers. And not to do a gratuitous plug, but if anyone listening wants to hear the Prattcast, just after you finish listening to Jana, just press Prattcast.
I mean,
you will hear.
I was on a plane and it was well worth it.
It is. Is it? Do the kids call it spilling the tea?
Oh, the cuppeth runneth over. It was like I was shooketh. Anyway, I'm done with my THs for the day.
Well, Wells, I appreciate it. And I have a newfound, I don't
You get it now. You like, you guys understand
each
other.
Yeah, we understand each other.
Yeah.
We good.
We see each other.
We have a therapist that's going to help Wells this week.
I need all the help I can get.
Oh. With Stephanie?
Yeah, because we got to break it down. No, Sarah and I are great.
Okay, all right, good.
We're good.
Okay, good. Your work wife and y'all ain't good.
Yeah,
yeah. Is it you guys aren't good or?
Oh, no, they're great with each other.
Okay.
They love each other.
Yeah.
I need help. I need just help hosting the show at this point and like trying to make
rein it in.
Heads and tails of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And not get killed by Spencer and Heidi, which I feel like is coming.
When she said they had weapons, I was like, listen.
I know.
This is a lot.
Allegedly. Barely having an opinion on this here. Pure speculation.
Wait, Stranger danger.
I just want to know, is Heidi really crazy?
I mean, okay, let me tell you hello. Seen every episode 100 million times. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She seems so nice.
That doesn't mean that she's not nice. I'm crazy. And I think that we're going to have to do a deep dive.
Can I just say something though really fast? I think we're going so far off. I'm sorry. I do like the fact that Spencer and Heidi have done so much work on their marriage, it looks like. It seems like that. And I applaud them working through their hardships.
Year anniversary.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
High five.
I wouldn't say she's crazy like that. Like, they're crazy other ways. But yeah, anyways. I don't know.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
For coming on.
That
Easton, anything else you want to wrap up about that?
In that moment, I didn't know if I wanted to teleport out of that room or go get the microphones.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, you should have done like
the popcorn meme.
Yeah.
Phone footage.
Exactly. Like I was eating a tuna taco and I was like, I was like in the way of the door.
Have you ever seen me like that before?
You know, the thing I've noticed about you are very direct with people, and you ask people the questions everyone else wants to ask, but is too afraid to.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first time I've seen you like really get into it with somebody, and I was like, oh my god, I wish I was like Jana.
I feel like the mistake was going to Mike. That's probably when you went.
I was gone before that. But that was the cheer on the top. I was like, all right, I'm standing up. This is fun. Having fun with this.
You two did come back in arm in arm, though.
We did.
We thought there was going to be like a black eye or something, but
we made it. It was good. All right.
Oh, my mom just texted me back.
All right. What'd your mom say?
Oh, my dad did not get a vasectomy.
He didn't.
Oh, my God. Five daughters and he didn't?
That's crazy.
Yikes.
The freedom is fantastic.
All right. That's hilarious. Okay. Sarah, thanks for coming on the show,
Of course.
I love you. You're the best. You.
This was exciting. Yeah. I mean, I came in thinking we were going to talk about like all the like thirst trapping at Coachella, but we're talking about vasectomies. So this was like
vasectomies and fights.
Oh my God. This was like quite a day.
All right. Well, I can't wait to wind down next week. Hopefully Mike will be off his bag of peas. We'll see. Stay tuned.